These views are not representative of fandom.com. Also, viewer discretion is advised because this podcast can get quite unrefined at times.
Suck a donkey dick!
Now recording.
God. Well, welcome back to the Bleach Wiki Dick Cast.
Hold on. We are experiencing technical issues and they're mocking. I had a recording that screen 2 seconds ago. Bleak.
As you can see, everything is going great.
Yeah. We
are not old and testy in the slightest.
It's always okay to bully Sun for random outbursts. It's morally correct.
All right, so Future, before you introduce us to this glorious tale, I just wanted to let everyone know that we are working on an anime. Yes, we're all working. We're working on an anime arc recap for each arc. We're currently trying to get a substitute arc rundown all mapped out so we can record that soon. But in the meantime, we decided we wanted to do something a little special.
Yeah, okay. So lately, there's been this narrative AI program going around where you can put two topics in and AI will generate like a paragraph out of it. So yesterday I put in Kenpachi and I needed a second thing to put in, and I just so happened to be passing by an Olive Garden at the time. So I'm like, oh, perfect. Oh, side note, I was in the passenger seat of a van, so I was not texting and driving. Please don't arrest me. Or report me or whatever. But anyway, so I just put in Kenpachi and Olive Garden, and the paragraph it spat out was so amazing in concept that we decided to stick it into AI Dungeon. Now, we got the idea for this from Snapcube has been doing videos on Sonic the Hedgehog. If you don't know them, they're the ones behind
the Eggman rant.
The very, very incredible Sonic fan dubs that are out there now. And so they all gather together and they're put Sonic the Hedgehog into AI Dungeon to see what would spit out at them. And we thought, hey, that might be cool. So we put that paragraph into AI Dungeon and yeah, let's just say this is what got spat out.
And what a spat out it was. Truly, I have no words for this. And I also want to preface it that pretty much 99% of this is all the AI. We actually kind of broke AI Dungeon a little bit. So I did have to recompute some things and I did fix a couple things up for grammatical and flow reasons. But otherwise, this is pretty much all authentic.
Yeah, it's all 100% concentrated Future and Lemur's insanity, which should be a red flag to anybody who's known either one of us for any length of time.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, Future, since you're partially responsible, and I assume everyone has their PDF files open, Future, would you like to start us off on the first paragraph, and then Future will do the first paragraph, and then each person will just take a paragraph, and hopefully some sort of flow will be maintained.
All right. Let's get this magical fairy tale on the road. So, courtesy of AI Dungeon, may I present to you the musical tragedy of Toru.
Oh, we do have a name for this. Yay.
I'd like to preface this by saying that no donkey dicks were injured in this episode.
Yeah.
I'm assuming so. Actually, I shouldn't have assumed that. Should I have? Whoops. I'm sorry. Carry on.
Okay. Anyway, so our magical tale begins. Kenpachi Zaraki was known throughout Soul Society as one of the most fearsome captains in the division. His skills as a swordsman were unrivaled, and he was well known for his merciless attitude towards his enemies. His reputation was so strong that even the captains of the lower rank divisions feared him. One captain, however, did not fear Kenpachi's brute strength. Her name was Olive Garden.
Just to be clear here.
Yeah, so apparently this narrative AI program, when I put in Olive Garden, it assumed that Olive Garden was a person. Instead of a restaurant. Really
glad, you know, this is really like pushing forward the boundaries of corporations as people in the United States, as established by Citizens United.
I mean, if KFC can do whatever they want, I think Olive Garden can do, you know, except for crypto, but that's an entire rant by itself, so I'm not going to get into that.
All right, who wants to do the next paragraph?
Did you just say toasty from Mortal Kombat?
I guess. Yes, only I don't say toasty. I say whoopsie because I'm adorable. So,
toasted. Well, if you're so adorable, then you read the next paragraph.
Am I fuck? Hold on. Did we agreed I don't read? I'm not a performer. Why did I get the long one? Why do you do this on me? Do you see this? Do you see this? I'm recording this screen. Look at the little part he's giving me. And I have not read this.
Because I am a chooser of violence. Now read.
Okay. Fine. Chaos. Right. Okay. So I'm not good at this, man. Are you kidding me?
Are we really good at anything?
Are we really good at an old dog new tricks? You sound really young and beautiful, but like it doesn't be real. Right. What is this? Right. Olive Garden. Right. These are killing me. Right, okay. Olive Garden was one of the few captains in Soul Society who had a good relationship with the rest of the 11th Division, which greatly annoyed Kenpachi. What? What? I'm sorry, does this person know? AI, you know not the 11th Division. Everyone in the 11th Division sucks Kenpachi's dick. This is like the opposite. What utopia are we in? One fateful day, Kenpachi bumped into Olive Garden. Bumped into. Oh, no, you... Oh, is this... Or are we doing... Is this Mean Girl? Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you didn't kind of thing?
Doesn't matter.
No? Okay. Right. Oh, boy? Boy? Right. Who is... Oh, Olive. Right. Okay. I thought that was... Right. Right. Okay. That could have went... AI. Sentence structure. It's hard. Yeah. Right. Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to muscle into my business, in on my business, boy, Olive Garden said, and she promptly knocked Kenpachi's sword aside. Your business is my business, lady. Kenpachi chiefs? What's that? Chiefs?
I think it's
chiefs.
Okay.
I think it's
chiefs. The only chief idea, it's making me hate being on holiday. Chiefs, man, chiefs! Did you bring your shorts? And what's this supposed to... What's this supposed to... Was this written by... whose AI was this? Is this a Nigerian prince's AI? Yeah, sorry, it was, you know what I mean? The emails, you know those emails? Like, I'm our Nigerian prince, like, ready for all my billions. I've just reached out to you, special person, come help me. You know? Yeah. Sorry. This is what happens. You don't give me a paragraph. I'm going to dissect the whole thing. Sorry.
According to
you want my interpretation of stuff, this is what happens in my head, okay? This is what happens in my head. You're getting my perception, okay? What are we doing? Right. Okay. So where were we? Chiefs. What's that supposed to mean? Olive Garden asked. It means you're being rude.
But how
you're
is
being
that,
very
how,
rude. Kenpachi said, oh no. No. Nobody be rude to the Kenpachi.
Ha 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 ha
Just a Yajiru on his shoulder, like, how's that make you feel, Kenny? Right, where am I? Did you get lost, Kenny? I'm sorry, sir. This is the butcher's. Right, where are we? Stop it. Straight face. Serious face. Right. Olive Garden huffs at this. Her midnight hair. Midnight hair. Is this a fanfic? Is this Am I Immortal? Her midnight hair glistening in the morning sun. We are very specific here. Ooh,
sorry.
And
I owe sorry. You. Sorry, I just have to cut in and admit that I put that in.
I'm assuming you just did the AI not do all this? What did you do? Themes, this and this, and story like, generate. Yeah, I didn't think you did much contribution there. No? Is this your
So, like, you do have to put in, like, some things to get the AI to move along, but most of the insanity of this is the AI.
Yeah. Okay, grand. Sweet. Grand. So I was like, right. Sorry, am I allowed to mock it? I'm allowed to mock it? Yes, I'm not mocking your work, right? Yes.
No, please mock away. Thank you, please.
Grand. No worries. Right. Itchy nipple over. Red alert. Yellow alert. We can bop down. Right. Where am I? Right. Huff said it's her midnight hair glistening in the morning sun. This is so written by an anime fan. Don't give me that bull boy. In fact, you best. Right. Is she from somewhere? Has she got an accent?
I don't know.
In fact, you best step aside or next time I'm going to bust your head wide open.
I'm referring from the fact that she's midnight hair. Has a good relationship with the rest of the 11th division and is threatening Kenpachi that this is the third name of Yuichiro Unohana. She changed her name again to Olive Garden.
She faked her death. She faked it, man. Olive Garden. I don't know. Is there anyone with a name called Garden who's famous? No. I don't know. Olive Garden. Nah, come on. Right, don't give me that bull boy. I don't know, is this person in my head? Is this an AI in my head? Right, don't give me that bull boy. In fact, you best step aside, or next time I'm going to bust your head wide open. Kenpachi grins, his shiny teeth brimming with energy that is like that of his favorite musician. Oh, do you ever notice when your teeth get really, you know, energetic and stuff? Like, can't stop jumping? All the energy. Sorry, I'm the lot of this. I'm sorry. Right, his energetic teeth. What? I'm sorry. What does this mean?
Oh my God.
He's like, my teeth don't stop moving. When do they not be energetic? Stop talking, Lindsay. Right. So Kenpachi grins. Is right. Chip right grins. His shiny teeth brimming with energy, that of his favorite musician. Chip Skylark. Really, is he yours?
It's too powerful. If he came up with that on the spot, yeah.
No, it's fairly odd parents, isn't it? Again, it's fairly odd parents.
That one was me too. That one was me
too. I don't take orders from anyone. Olive's Garden. I can't even do this anymore. There's too many nouns and pronouns and proper nouns and shite nouns. Olive Garden's face twitches. She clenches her jaw and takes a deep breath. That's really bad for your health, Olive. I'll say this as someone who's 34 and has learned to actually, it really hurts your head after a while. I'm not going to ask again. Kenpachi walks away grunting.
Wait, so
this is such an anime, bro. This is such an anime.
He didn't say anything. He's just continually grunting while walking. Like a pig.
You know, it's so funny because I really like this in like romance shit because like that's my guilty pleasure. And it's all, it's just, he grunts. he grunts. It's like, what's that mean? Communicate.
My lungs actually hurt from laughing. I'm totally upset.
I finally got the end of this long paragraph, and you know what? I know this didn't go fast, but fucking you asked for it. You handed it to me. Me, who talks word vomit. So, right. I'm sorry for how long this paragraph took. You did this on purpose. So I'm just saying. Right, where am I? I'm not going to ask
you. Where's the last sentence?
It's at this point Yay, that he sees the rest of the crew approaching. I'm assuming. Dramatic.
All right, so I guess I'll go, because then it'll be the cycle. Okay, so we'll... I'll just go. I'll just read that quickly. Captain, Vion said, we were just talking about you. Kenpachi grunts again. Ikaku and Yumichika are there. He looks at them. Who the hell is this dweeb? He's my second, Yumichika said. And he's nice. Second? I'm the only one who gets a second, Ikaku said. Shut up! Kenpachi slaps Ikaku.
Takes it off his shoulder.
On his bald head. Quiet, dipsticks. I'm already having an annoying day. We should get going, Fion said. We're supposed to be on patrol today. Yeah, let's get going, Yumichika added.
All right, so let's just get the elephant in the room out of the way. What the hell is Fion?
A distant relative of Scott. Clearly an Irish name.
Fion McCool. It's the Irish spelling of Finn.
I'm just gonna assume that it's Fion McCool.
Just to clarify.
Fion McCool.
My memory sucks.
Even it's Finn. It's a Scots word. It's Finn. It's Scott Irish. It's Gaelic. It's Finn. It's Finn. I'm cracked in news.
I'm sorry. I was going off the Shin Megami Tensei 5 spelling of it. I mean, pronouncing of it. So
you are fine. You're okay. But it looks like a Irish pronunciation. It's Irish spelling of Finn. But you're okay. This is the joy. There is no right. There is no wrong. Right. It's just. But actually, that's just there, that is the exact that.
There is
as an Irish person. That's what British I would see Empire. When I look at that. I understand the context is all different, and we're fine. I didn't even turn it into the Brits.
Paragraph because my memory is shit, and I thought it was lemurs. Ugh.
All right. Yeah, I went first.
Okay. All right.
I went first.
Come on, Ikaku. All right.
So you read next. Yeah, you go next.
Oh, Fion. Okay. Captain, sir, we don't just feel right about this. Oh God. Oh, I feel my answers are cringing in shame. Kenpachi grumbles to himself. It's just a Hatsune Miku concert, dweebs. I need to get my mind off that Olive Garden woman. And Yachiru wants a Miku's autograph. Who doesn't? Then why aren't you dragging her out of the concert? Hold on. Did someone else say the second line? Otherwise, it's Kenpachi saying two lines in a row, but they're separate dialogue pieces.
It's Ikaku and Finn.
No!
He's talking to himself.
But why are you bringing him to the concert, Kenpachi? I don't know, Kenpachi. What about you, Kenpachi? Do you know what? This is Kenpachi talking to his own spirit. He has finally mastered it.
Watching this guy with DID just go nuts in front of him. Okay. Alright. Then why aren't you dragging her out of that concert? Concert? Yumichika says, raising an eyebrow.
Because that's what bald white men do. Free his eyebrow. Sorry. I know he's not technically white.
That's not Ikaku. It's Yumichika. He has hair.
Yes, are all look alike. He made all look alike. I'm sorry.
You fucking fake bleach fan.
Here, this is bleach. I'm sorry. Hold on. Are we talking about Kenpachi sharing his feelings, bleach? Him?
Yes, him. Okay. I don't want to embarrass myself further, so I won't do the accent again.
Oh my god.
See if I can do a high-pitched voice. Yimachika, sir, we told you at the concert multiple times. Have you been drinking? Fionn asks. Of course not. I don't like music. Great, Fionn said. Now let's go to our patrol. The two crunk out of the room.
That was me.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I think what I remember happening is she put that in there first, but I guess she deleted it, and then the AI just used it again.
Special is like last night. I was reading up on like failed musical trends, and crunk was one of them. Like crunk rap and all that. And what's I'm just crunk? Like, oh, I forgot
what
about
is
that.
Crunk was a hell of an era.
It's like the disco of rap, I guess.
The disco of rap. Okay, context.
It's the period of music that we don't talk about because we're all collectively embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
What? Wait, okay, context. What is it? Why are we embarrassed by it? Okay.
All right. So, it's just... It's very mid-2000s.
Are we afraid to say?
Cringe. And,
is it one of them? Please don't make me say it.
Alright. Crunk. And this is according to the Oxford Language Dictionary. Crunk. A type of hip-hop music characterized by repeated shouted catchphrases and elements typical of electronic dance music, such as prominent bass. Bass. Fuck. So, just for example, one of the biggest crunk artists of all time was Lil Jon.
Yeah! What? What? Check this out, right? Yeah!
Lil Jon! What?
I understood that for the context of the paragraph you just read, but what is crunk. He known for? Songs?
What is the name of the song where he's like, God, what was it? It only mixed up with Lazy Town. That was Lil Jon, right? I think it was.
I think so, but more recently, post
right, that was
he was on Turn Down for What?
Yes.
Right, but this was way after Crunk ended.
Lil
and he
John.
Was trying to gasp for right, okay. relevance.
Let's investigate. Let's bring up Lil Jon, who are you? I'm sorry, collaborator Pitbull and all that.
I think we're getting majorly off track here.
The red one era, that one the, where everything was just like, did you know my producer's great? Yeah. That era? Okay, got you.
Yeah, very disturbing era of time that we should all
don't
bring
any of those songs
because...
Salt Shaker, Cyclone, Get Low, Snap Your Fingers, Damn, don't know any of them.
Okay.
The one thing I know him from is that, yeah.
It's just basically a lot of shouting over like an EDM
That's
track.
Why it sounds familiar. Sorry. One song. I know one song.
All right. So we'll go back to the history of Crunk another day, but next paragraph. Who is reading now?
I'm going. Like we're going around. So.
Oh right, already went around. Shit. Okay. We're
that's
doing
the
great.
Funniness, right? It's meant to be funny, right? It's meant to be random.
We're only one page in, folks.
Like, what the fuck is happening with my life right now?
The four men go to Karakura Town in the human world. They decide to first stop at a local 7-Eleven. They walk in and see two teenage girls, one with pigtails in a blue dress and the other with pigtails in a pink dress. The pigtailed girl is standing behind the counter and says, "Hiya, handsome," the girl in the pink dress chimed. "Oh, hell," Kenpachi grunted.
Oh,
it was his
no.
girlfriend. It was his girlfriend, Nui Harime.
Okay. So, for those of us who are not long-time listeners, the little context.
In our little canon fanfic verse, Kenpachi and Nui Harame from Kill la Kill are a couple.
Yeah, and our fics from like almost a decade ago, half a decade ago at this point. Like, look, okay, all right. So we looked up from a magazine that she was reading and frowned. Okay, wait a minute. So she goes from chiming hiya handsome to being sad that he's there.
He replied with,
they need to go to couples therapy because obviously they have some sort of going on.
Hold on. Maybe out of the corner of his eye, she thought he was her second boyfriend of the same build and height and hairstyle.
Wait! Is this?
Oh no! Just wait. We're getting to something.
And it's my paragraph. Perfect. Oh yes. Okay.
Okay.
Kenpachi avoided direct eye contact with his girlfriend after about 2 minutes of awkward silence.
Stand there.
Kenpachi finally addressed the girl. Harame.
What the Christ is this?
I just have this picture of people like just counting that one, two, three Mississippi.
All right, so the 2 minutes, that was a specifically me thing because I was like, but that that works, right? All right, anyway. All right, composer. Oh, composure. Harame. Oh, hi. She looked down to her magazine once again. Nui's eyes pointed towards Ikaku. She wasn't fond of his bald head. This was probably why she was...
Wow. Why is everyone here... Everyone here hates Ikaku but me. What the fuck? What did he ever do to you?
He killed his hair follicles, man. He killed it.
He exists. I don't know. This was probably why she was being so standoffish. Listen, you want to go to the concert with me and my friend? Ikaku asked, twirling his sword in his hand.
At Miku concert at sword point.
No.
But I don't understand. Why is he inviting Kenpachi to
her on his ear? My lungs.
I know. That's what I'm asking.
Kenpachi like standing right next to him. Standing next to him, Kenpachi and making moves on his wolf.
Oh my lungs actually hurt. Holy shit. All right.
Head wrap the shoulders.
No. Nui's eyes. Right,
there we go. Kenpachi deserve that one. Yeah.
Ikaku again. Hands off my woman, Baldy.
Oh god, this next line. This next all line. Right.
Your woman, you mean like a wife? Ikaku asked, and he smacked his hand on his forehead.
Thighs.
Yes, yes, Nui said. Ikaku sighs. Fionn looked to the girl.
We go from them being like the standoffish boyfriend and girlfriend, and now they're married.
On Facebook, you mark it, it's complicated.
Oh my god, I'm actually. Oh my god. I swear, I'm mostly laughing.
She's standing on
the
looks to
the
naked
girl on the blue dress. Okay, so grammar doesn't exist anymore. Anyway, his eyes widen. Isn't that. It was indeed. It's Sonny Miku herself. In real life.
She's just sitting there the whole time, just randomly. I didn't know where this famous person. Where are they again? Where did they go? In Karkur, down even where they decide to first at the local set. Just around the 7-Eleven. Okay. Right. Grant.
Oh god, I gotta do a Nui voice.
Jesus Christ, embrace your inner Stephanie Shay.
Well, I watched the sub. So
Well, basically, doing the dub is Orihime's voice. That's basically, it's the same pitch and everything.
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus. Where did you get her from? Oh, wait, sorry.
The vortex in his throat is too deep to do.
I think this is supposed to be you.
Yeah, I was gonna say I just realized that.
No, I think anyway, this is supposed to be Fionn talking.
I have no idea how high pitch that came out. It was as high as I could go in my ears, so you have to deal with it. Let's redo that.
We will rewind.
Where'd you get her from? Popularly said by Fionn. Nui shrugged. I met her here.
Where did you get her from? Did you steal her?
Yeah, you know, like from the How to Make You fan store. Buy a real one. She won't wear her you know iconic dress, but she'll stand on top of it. You know, properly functioning. Ikaku looked to the two girls standing behind the counter. What counter? They were still flirting with each other. Since when? Where have they been the same?
Okay. I just have to put this out there and clarify. No, lemurs didn't put that in there. That was all the AI.
Nui stared deeply into Mike's eyes, and to her surprise, she saw a glimmer of hope. Who the fuck is Mike?
I think what happened was I my phone auto-corrected Miku to Mike, and I couldn't fix it. Then right. It was too far gone.
Okay. Hatsune Miku has chosen to be called Miku. Respect it, because we are allies. Alright. Okay.
He's living the way he wants. Just
name Hassan Mike.
Gotta respect. Go.
Okay, so.
Just some days, or just whatever.
Alright, okay, so I guess Nui is saying both the next two lines. I'm trying to parse out like the dialogue in here because fucking Snapcues is in script form, so it's totally easy to tell who's talking. But here it's just all jumbled together with random people talking to themselves.
Grunting.
Yeah, grunting. Alright.
Flirting. Partly.
So, you two have hooked up then! God, it's like Mickey Mouse in my ears. I'm sure it sounds like five octaves deeper in the output, but alright. Nui frowned. Well, what are you gonna do about it? Don't you have a problem with this, Captain? Fionn asked. Kenpachi gave a menacing grin and said nothing. This is probably his chance to gloat and show his superior. Period.
Superior what?
End the sentence. I don't know if it means like
superior what?
Oh my gosh. Jesus. Oh my god.
Unless it's trying to know about Fionn is his captain now.
His captain, who we didn't recognize.
Look at me, Kenpachi. I'm the captain now.
Okay, so. Sorry, to close my door. Alright. Well, what are you waiting for? Fionn asked. Nui looked to the floor and muttered, this was all Kenny's idea. Kaku was stunned. Kenpachi continued grinning. See, told you they'd be too scared to have their own ideas. What? Alright, that is AI dungeon right there, because I'm just thinking of that fucking line from Song Destruction being like, you know how we talk about things and explore them in detail to find the truth? Yeah. No.
and analyze them to find the truth about them. I mean,
Kimpachi said, scared straight, Ikaku said.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Shrugged. The foreman bought their slurpees and taquitos and left the store. All right, they're in 7-Eleven. I forgot. All right, at least there's precedent for that. All right, I guess that also explains the girls behind the counter, but they weren't mentioned before, so I'm not giving credit for that. On their way to pick up Ichigo and Orihime to go to the concert, they went on patrol again. What? Did they catch up in a bit of patrolling?
Is this the Sons of Anarchy fan?
Oh my god.
The
next paragraph is the beginning of the end. Just a
them going patrol again is like, you know, rude.
Oh my god, this hitting the fan.
God, I actually
am. No, they'll be fine.
The sun, being me, boobies and all, the sun was at its peak.
Oh, no.
That is not deliberate. I will say, peaks of nipples and stuff. I didn't mean to. Oh my god, my brain needs to stop. Right. The sun was at its peak when they arrived at the next corner. At its peak? Like noon? Like already at noon? Like already? Okay. A sign read Ikaku Corner. So Ikaku, what's with the corner? Let's get going.
Wow.
Fionn said.
I guess that plot point just doesn't matter anymore. Wow.
I'm so glad I made a booby joke and we had that line so much more interesting. And it's like Tommy was so, you know, I did not hit her, I did not. Oh, I have no corner, I have not. It's what the fuck? What's the corner? He's the corner. What?
Oh, hi, corner.
Sir.
How's your sex life?
And it's not funny, but the film was awful. All right, where was I? Sorry.
Hold on, I'm realizing something.
Sorry, it was the mummy that made the joke.
Kenpachi, Ikaki, Uchika, and Fionn have just abandoned Nui and Hatsune Miku.
Yep.
They were left at the 7-Eleven. What the fuck?
Hey, do you want to come with me, sweetheart? It's literally, he's walked into the shop, asked, do you ever see, like, in the film, and Tommy was Zoe walks in, asks for the flowers, and like, okay, bye. And it's like, he just leaves. And it's like,
you're my favorite customer. Thanks a lot.
He's
bye.
Like, walked in. Do you want to come to the concert with me? Okay, bye. I just walked in.
Hi, doggy.
Right. This is just like random scenes cropped together, the storyboard, man. Right, okay, right. So what's with the corner? Let's get going. Fionn said. The four men trudged along. Oh, it's all trudged. Such a fanfic word. They saw some kids on hover bike.
That wow. Was the AI!
Okay.
It's like they were supposed to go to patrol a concert and they just keep patrolling around the city.
It's such a kiddy way of saying it. The kids give them the middle finger and then the kids did this. The kids give them the middle finger and zoom off. Hyperspeed. Port 5. Yumi Chika shook his head gravely. If you weren't in such a hurry, we could have taken them down.
Just kick them off their bikes.
I thought that we went to the concert. They've got distracted by kids. They want to go fight the kids. Okay. Yeah. If you weren't in such a hurry, we could have taken them down. Let's go, guys. We don't have all day. Come on, the kids! They're attacking the kids! Right, I'm sorry. Ooh, sweat drop. Right. Right. Before returning to Eco Cocoon. Did they leave Eco Corner? Oh my god! They walked away! Are we going to learn more about the corner? Let's see. Do you know what? I imagine this to be like what computers think whenever you like you play a Persona game or something. Do you ever see like when you keep going back to the base, like, oh, fuck it, I didn't mean to go there, and you jump to the shopping center? It's like, I think this is the game just trying to learn from us. Well, this makes sense in other contexts. They like the corner. Sit in the corner, shut up. Right, where am I? Right, the kids sumo off, where was he? Right, so they went, the four returned to Ikaku Corner. Okay, Ikaku began. I'm going to tell you.
Oh my god, I can't breathe.
Just a stick away. Fionn, why did you distract from the question? This is the point. I'm going to tell you the story of how this corner got its name. It's like Ikaku. Ikaku began walking along the sidewalk. Why are you randomly pacing like this? This is insanity. It's like, come on, push.
This was the... Alright, so hold on, I have to pause a sec. So, that line, AI, what happened was, I promised for Kenpachi to say to Ikaku, stop being a loser, and this is what the following it pooped out.
Come on.
Come on, push, moonwalking's not that hard, is what I translated that to. I can't even. Don't try to eat chocolate when you're laughing. Oh, it ends up everywhere.
Oh my god.
Oh, my hand looks like a shit myself.
Oh shit.
I need to stop talking. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Kenpachi mumbled. What? Okay, who's talking? Who's the... Right, okay, so Kenpachi's mumbling this, Dekaku, is it?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Okay, come on, puss. Moonwalking's not that hard. Kenpachi mumbles apparently. Whatever you said, twig arms began moonwalking.
Oh, I'm so proud of him.
Dekaku began moonwalking. Oh my god, I don't understand what's happening. Okay.
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Yep. Oh, it's not going to get any clearer from
you
here.
Didn't even read that, by the way, I spent a lot of that laughing. Ugh.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, no. So this... Okay, God. So this... Okay, so this paragraph is where shit really just starts.
I'm sorry. Apologies. I was too busy swallowing my own tongue.
Whatever.
No, I heard her say.
Right, okay, sorry, okay. Ikaku began moonwalking. For some reason, moonwalking's not that hard. Now we're going to get a moonwalking lesson, Tokyo Drift style. Let's go.
Oh, God.
All right. I guess I can take this next one while everyone comes down from the high.
Oh, no. I'm up next. I gotta give this.
Please do. Please give it the gravitas it deserves.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, you were saying about the corner, Yumichika asked Ikaku. In 1555,
wow.
Daigyo.
It was the most tame part of the
connect
the
northern side.
Bloody Mary was coming to the school.
Shit. Alright, I'm sorry, Peter. I'm so sorry.
Jeez, she breaks.
It's your fault.
They were gonna put a bridge right there. Here? Yumichika asked, puzzled. Well, a corner. Anyway, Toru wanted it to be a big production, and they invited all the nobility and high society to a big party. Toru sounds like a silly man, Fionn chimed. Anyway, the daimyo had his big map, giant map of the city with all the buildings, the locations of the stars, and all these little roads and highways. Meanwhile, I'm standing in this exact spot, sucking on a leg. He looked up Fionn and raised an eyebrow. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Fionn shook his head. What are you waiting for, Yumichika? Kenpachi asked. Go get your hoverboard.
All right.
Goku cool. pointed to a guy just, in the corner store. Like, Yumichika ran towards the store.
I'm sucking on a lemon. Just what a way to end that.
And oh my god.
That whole backstory.
I love how they just drop that Silver. Story and then just do nothing else.
Destruction.
Oh my god.
It's absolutely nothing.
I'm falling on the floor. Oh my god, I'm going down. Oh shit. Okay, I'm back up.
Okay, I'm glad. All right. So, next paragraph.
No, I literally fell out of my chair. Oh my god.
The guy at the store is wearing a puffer vest and is holding his hoverboard and becomes alarm in the Shinigami running toward him. Oh, I shouldn't have read ahead. What are you doing here? Don't you know the penalty for trespassing is death? Yumichika asked. Is it not look like guys? Okay, son of. Yeah, on their property.
So wait a minute. He runs into a building and then accuses the shop people of trespassing.
And girl bossing.
Alright. So I guess Yumichika's specialty is gaslighting.
I didn't break the law, right. No, you trespassed.
Oh my god.
Are you sure?
You just run
on your property.
The next time I go to a 7-Eleven, I'm gonna walk in, tell the owner, hey, you're trespassing.
Marty is so shocked that he explodes. Wow. Self-disposing. Forward thinking.
Just.
Yeah.
Just spontaneously, what?
Because, no one else should know who he is. I guess he's back from the future, and now there's a time paradox. Alright.
I would tell you.
Why did you go and do that? Yumichika asked with a pained face. You really have to stop doing this to me, Toru. Why are you always doing this to me? Marty McFly asked Toru. Oh boy. So I can only assume. Yeah, so either Hatsune Miku was invented really early.
So that time 1555 is just here now.
Or, it's Toru's just immortal like fucking the bard from The Witcher.
Okay, so I know what happens going ahead. You are not gonna believe the earth-shattering revelation coming up.
Oh, I am sure I won't. Alright. Doing what, Toru asked? Kenpachi frustratedly massacres Marty and the somehow living Toru. This is getting us nowhere. Let's go to the concert. Nothing. I was just having indigestion, Marty McFly said. Toru looked at Ikaku. See? Told you they wouldn't take me seriously. So, alright. So, am I to believe that Marty McFly and Toru in the story are like some cross between Kenny from South Park and the little cat thing and the cat thing from Madoka Magica, where they just keep coming back?
Like I don't know, like some Team Rocket thing. Like, oh no,
they're blasting off again. Dead. I mean, it's like, oh, whatever. Jeez, what a sore loser. Like, oh,
by the way, I can't right, die without giving you next. The last word.
All right, so I'm gonna actually take the next two paragraphs because they're super short. All right, let me just get some water because I'm like actually having trouble breathing. Holy shit. Ikaku was about to go out the pool again, and he...
Again!
Oh, shit, let me start that again.
Why? Why are you patrolling so much? Why does it take so
All right, so Ikaku was about to go on patrol again when he saw a bizarre sight. Two people were fighting outside of a Toys R Us. One was a customer, and the other was a goth-looking man. Ikaku...
What's Ikaku thinking? To goths and customers?
You know, that incredibly Japanese...
Are goths not customers or something?
That incredibly Japanese company, Toys R Us.
I'm mad.
It's gonna make sense in a sec, kind of. I don't know. Ikaku recognized them as his fellow Shinigami, Izuru Kira,
wow.
And Shuhei Hisagi. Hey, Izzy! Ikaku called out, running towards the two.
In this scenario, because you can make a case for both of them, really? Because I can make a case for Hisagi. All right, okay.
It's Izuru.
His hair's blonde. All right.
No, it'll make sense. All right, so.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Izuru torn towards Ikaku. Hold on.
Oh, God, this is a shattering revelation.
Toru went on patrol with his friends. We'll be back here all in right, 2 hours. So
I can only assume.
So this is implying. There's layers to this, okay? So this is implying that Ikaku and Toru are the same person, despite the fact that they were just talking in the last one. And this also implies that when Ikaku was giving this insane backstory about a daimyo in 1555, he was really talking about himself.
Something like that. They just keep popping out. I'm going on patrol.
Need my cigarette break.
I'm going on patrol. It's like, no, I am really hoovering my room.
I guess so.
Yeah. I told your mom and dad not to annoy me when I'm hoovering my room.
It's a joke for debauchery.
I might lose it to the sixth for romantic paragraph. So I will give a little preface. So I told AI-64... that they were playing Superman 64. It had a different idea of how to interpret that. Ikaku had no idea what to do. He sat on a nearby dumpster. Kenpachi popped out of the dumpster.
What? Kenpachi?
All right. Hold on, let me get my Kenpachi voice going.
Oh, Jesus. I assume Japanese dumpsters aren't as dirty as mine, because
all right, I'm going to get my gruff voice. Hopefully, I don't.
Even the thought of that's giving me a headache.
I
know, the smell.
Hopefully, I don't throw my voice. When were you going to tell me that bullshit about a daimyo was really about you? He asked.
Oh, let's confirm it. Okay, cool.
All right. When were you going to tell me that you were a super house?
Oh my God.
Ikaku asked, I've always been a super house. You're the houseiest of houses, babe, Nui said. Yeah.
Hold on, future. I won't. Let's not criticize that. That's accurate to Kill a Kill. Her just popping up out of nowhere.
Wait, where the hell did you come from? Was she?
All right. Yeah. Except no.
Are we still? We're just
enough.
Outside of random Toys R Us, right? We're still. Yeah. Well, have we moved along?
I might pass out. No, we're almost there. I promise. Yeah. Except no one can ever.
I don't
take
think we're ever making it to that concert.
Now that we're a couple. Kenpachi rolled his eyes. Okay. All right.
Okay, what is their relationship right now? Because first they were like having a tense like boyfriend and girlfriend thing, then they were married, and now I guess they're like back together. Like what? This is like the most.
From what I hear, the lack of communication skills is the problem. lo and behold, not many people can understand.
All right, who's reading the next one? Because
TLC
presents I'm dying.
My One-Eyed Life. I guess I'll take this. Oh, God. Time passes, and Izuru begins to complain about being late for the concert. Look, you gotta come pick me up. I can't walk this distance. My legs are too weak. Yumichika retorts, well, you only have half a chest.
That was me.
Yeah, well, I assume the AI didn't just guess that one.
It took me until now to realize what that was talking. I have perfect balance. Besides, I'm not getting into this with you. Come on, I'll grab my bike, says Izuru. Yumichika took his bike and waited for Ikaku. They live in a world where hoverboards are a thing. Because why the hell are they on bikes?
Gravity distortions caused by the hover bikes that mean that the climate is.
What?
I almost said that with a serious reason.
Oh, God. Kenpachi finally gets fed up with all the nonsense. Fine, let's just go to this bullshit concert so I can go back to playing Fortnite.
All right, son, I think you should take the next one.
Oh, all right. Okay, so where was Fortnite? Okay. Right. Oh, God. Right, okay. Ikaku sat on his bike. He looked at Yumichika. Why are you still here? Yumichika shrugged. You took your time, Elliot said, with E.T. in tow. Okay. Who's what? What's happening? What? Okay, Elliot said with E. Did we just introduce these two characters? It's just segueing in. It's a book. Okay.
Yeah, you took a lot your of time, AI Duncan is Elliot just said, random characters just toe. Materializing out of nowhere.
My legs are sore from falling. So... I'd say we made good time. Oh, is that a Loki joke from Ragnarok?
I don't know. It's totally random. I have no idea.
No idea. Good enough. The limo for the concert finally arrives. Who was even
don't
speaking?
Worry.
I don't understand. Who spoke?
we have like 50 million characters.
It's just random speech bubbles above their head. Just the limo for the concert.
Going to this concert at this point.
They ordered you a limo, like it rock and roll. You know, because you're the number one fan, so they order you a super stretch so that you could go to the concert.
Sweet, my right, okay. The limo for the concert. Fine.
This is starting to.
Oh,
no, no, this is starting to turn.
They're going to start putting
my
fishnets, aren't they? And describe every little detail of every little part of their clothing, and then go, "I'm not like the pretty girls obsessed with my appearance."
Oh Jesus!
Yeah,
I see blue eyes, like limpid tears.
Ikaku's going in like red fishnet stockings and purple
eyeliner. Right, where am I? Right, so the limo for the concert finally arrives, and they go to the concert at Dimmesdale Dimmadome. Is that what that's pronounced like? Is that what that is? I don't know what that is. Is that Fairly Godparents again? Is that Fairly?
Yeah, it's Fairly Oddparents.
Yeah, okay. I call Godparents, no, it's Fairly Odd. Shush, leave me alone. Hey Toru.
Yeah.
Is this the place? Yes, the guards are here. Who's talking? We're just okay. Hey Toru, is this the place? Yeah, the guards are here. They told me to expect you, Toru said. The guards let them into the concert venue. All of the Gotai 13 are... What? Okay, right. Rewind. The Gotai 13... this is a word that... Gotai 13... How do you pronounce that? Like, what way do you guys pronounce that?
You know, just like you've got... Like you've got Yamamoto...
Do you ever, like, think to yourself, like, I don't even know if I pronounce that right in my head?
Just all of this sounds to me, Miku talks.
Gotai 13? Gotai? I don't know. Like, we should know this, but we don't, because we suck.
Because it's not pronounced in the English version. You don't hear it on the video. Yeah. I don't watch the sub. Sorry, I can't. There's only so many 10 mays I can handle in a day. Right. right. All the 13 core guard squads are there. Toro makes a beat. Right. What is happening here? This is just right. Okay. All of them are there. Toro makes a beeline for the stage. He appears on stage. Now wearing a blue pigtailed wig and wearing a black and blue dress. Hi, everyone. My name is Iker Toro Manor.
Oh my god! Oh, I'm gonna die!
My name's Ikaku Toro Madarame, and I'm your Miku for this evening. Santa the crowd goes wild! Yep. Yeah.
Who's reading this? Oh my god!
Hold on! Hold on! Kapachi doesn't even know he's going to see in the cinema? Right. The cinema, the concert? The cinema?
I just scanned the next few.
My brain's doing a two-night.
Like, the next five things, because they're all so short. Oh, but it's a song.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
We can all sing it together.
I mean, if you let. Alright. Alright.
Put your hands together and mark us with a special sign.
Girl's name, Kenpachi asked. Ikaku begins to
now,
dance.
Whenever you kiss Julie.
A pole comes down from the ceiling. Ikaku is lifted up by the pole. How? He begins
so
to spin around.
So is Kenpachi not at this
faster,
concert
faster,
to watch Miku?
Until he's dizzy. Why is Miku pole dancing? She doesn't do that.
Why is Ikaku pole dancing?
Ikaku sings a duet with Chip Skylark. Technically, I'm saying Miku doesn't speak English. She just makes random noises, right? So we.
I mean, she can sing English.
From what
I think there actually
heard,
is an English
like
version Miku, but it's
like
gibberish.
Oh god. Yeah, everyone's saying this, so
all right,
so
let's get off of the sing-along song. Alright.
Oh no.
All right. I'm a ship without a sail. A bird without wings. I'm a fish without a tail. My only hope is my true love's at my side.
Alright, I'm gonna say this, Lisa. I really hope you're putting text on screen in the video.
My only hope.
There's no way anyone's gonna say that.
No, I am. I am.
Alright, so we have four tone deaf nerds singing a makeup song without any rhyme scheme. Fitting.
I would like to preface this statement by correcting Syl and say I didn't sing
shit. All right, then, screw it. We're doing it again. We're doing it live.
No. Sun counts. Her refusal to participate counts in the same, just like that King Crimson song, all right? She gets a credit for not participating.
Boo,
you can't escape this. You can't escape the sun. You're part of this.
It's antimatter, man.
Still, you're saying this next line.
Hisagi takes his shirt off and starts twirling it around. Asune Miku's tattoo is clearly visible on his chest. I assume in the same exact place that Kensei had his 69 tattoo. It's right between the right between the pecs. All right, and then
Hold on.
Before we progress, I just want to note that Isagi has turned this into like a Magic Mike concert, if I'm not mistaken. He's on stage tripping.
Tripping.
Crunking.
Right. Yeah, get us bumping. Get us bumping.
You know, reading those words, that is totally an anime song that AI has made up. Like, you know, it's something like, I wish
I know.
I was a bird with wings. And because they're saying right, it so slowly, right. It sounds nice, but when you actually listen to it, you're like, what the fuck? Going away,
lemurs,
far away.
For maximum thrust in the production phase, set like an instrumental of World of Midnight from Black Lagoon over our singing parts.
Oh my god! Yes! I wish I was a bird with wings! So surprised!
line, and like my, I defaulted to singing it to the tune of like a Bird by Nelly Furtado.
Oh my god.
I'm like a bird. I don't know where my home is.
Far away from here,
Okay, I think I'm done for a while. I don't know who wants to go next.
Right. Come, lady, come, go. Chip screams. Oh, my fuck. Ah!
Yeah, all right, all right.
Sing with me.
All right, so who the hell is Reedy? This now.
I'll go. Oh, God. Chip screams, sing with me, Toru. Come on, sing with me. Toru screams back. Did I do too much coke, or does that Miku look like a bald dude? Chip thought. Kills. Nope, you did fine, says he cocked. So is he reading? Can he cock or just read minds now, I guess?
Yes, he has gone beyond the astral plane.
Oh god, no. Now this one just throws more confusion in. Good to know, says Toru.
Miku Toru was a good singer.
So, like, are Toru and Ikaku the same guy
There's
or
a
not?
There's personality like, in there. Miku Toru.
It's very...
I also like how I'm
just gonna assume that it's just all him just talking to himself.
Miku as
he's like
really
the Green Goblin.
He's just... Ikaku. Like...
Oh god!
You're right. Oh shit!
Oh god! Oh no!
Ah, for fuck's shite! Give me a second. Stop.
Good to know, says Tori. The crowd liked the. The crowd liked the song. Miku Toru was a good singer.
Alright, I guess this is God. Lemurs. And I'm talking to myself in the third person now, so fuck it.
Suddenly, everything goes dark.
Is it Lemurs talking or Toru?
I don't know. Who knows anymore? What is life? What meaning does life have? I don't know.
There is no meaning. There's only Toru.
Oh, God. All right.
Suddenly, everything goes dark. The lights have been turned off. The crowd starts to panic and scream. The group sits on the floor. Suddenly, appearing on stage was a clearly annoyed Olive Garden. I can't believe you assholes forgot all about me, she sings. The crowd goes wild. You know, I can sing circles around all you clowns. So if I'm gonna sing, you better give the crowd a spectacle. Olive Garden begins to sing about family and race cars. The crowd is confused. You have a concert in the suburbs? Why would you do that? This is a big city problem. We all need to stick together, says Toru. Family sticks together, Toru sang, as the crowd...
Toru Otaku, played by Vin Diesel.
When we're here, we're family.
I mean, he's got the head for it. So.
I mean, he's certainly better than the other guy.
Ooh.
That we're not going to talk about.
Shots fired.
All right, anyway.
Shots fired. Don't worry, his face is plastic. He will survive.
All right.
As long as I know how to botox, I know I'll stay alive. I've got all the push to fuck.
I will survive. All right. Anyway, okay, shit, where was I? Okay. All right, Toru sang as the crowd picked up the tune. The concert seems to be going well.
Well, it's a stretch here, unless it's like the intended outcome from the start.
Okay, so Toru looks over at Yumichika. Olive Garden becomes enraged. You clowns don't even know how to put on a show! I guess I'll have to show you. Now, sing along with me. Yumichika shakes his head. He's already posted this on the Gotai 13 forums. This is bad. We're all in big trouble, Yubi Chica says.
Oh, I need to ask, are the Kotei 13 forums Bleach Asylum?
You know, it would make sense because they have about as much understanding of the human world as the Shinigami do.
He's up for battle, apparently.
I can do it.
We're on patrol again.
If you want. Okay. Alright, so. Alright, we're for a battle of the bands. You pick the song, we'll play for that, says Toru. The crowd cheers, but is confused by Toru's request. Battle of the bands, pick a song. The group goes silent. Okay. Hisagi strips off all his clothes to Zuru's shock. Toru holds up a sign with a picture of a bird on it. I guess Hisagi wants to really emphasize what's happening here. The song is Fly Away by Owl City. Toru plays the kazoo, and Genpachi throws Izuru into a drum. Boom! what happened? What did you say? Nothing. It's trying to be funny. I mean, it was funny. It worked. Olive Garden shakes her head. She pulls out a vuvuzela. Two can play at that game. All while the crowd is totally dead silent. Alright. Fine, battle the bands. You pick the song, we'll play for that. The crowd isn't responding because they don't understand the concept. Olive Garden begins to play The Great Escape by Evanescence. Israel, being a goth, begins to cry and forms a mosh pit of sadness, I assume with like a bass drum still wrapped around his body. Toru plays the song. We're in trouble. That was way too close, Yubachika says. Oh my god, it's like it's even faster paced than fucking Song of Destruction. Amy Lee begins to sing. I'm glad that she was here. I'm glad that our girl Amy Lee was here. And Nui twerks on stage with Trev. Is he also?
I assume that's someone that's in Evanescence.
I assume he's also from Evanescence.
I have no idea. I have no idea who Trev is. I have no idea.
Crowd cheers. Finally,
I don't
get it. Now that Amy Lee is here, we need to get out of here. Ola says, "Who is Ola? Who is Ola?" All right.
I don't. Oh,
this thing is just inventing characters and just. Acting like they've been there this whole time.
I did not hit her. I did not.
Yeah. just like the room. Just like the room.
Well,
Toru looks at Ikkaku. I assume in a mirror.
Well, hype beyond.
Toru looks at Ikkaku in a nearby mirror. Are we the same man or
no,
not?
It's
Ikkaku gripes.
It's pretty much elusive on the whole.
Toru decides to go back to the hotel.
So what? They're just gonna ditch this Toru battle of the bands right in the middle. Just go back home. So,
all right, I have to ask: is this where?
Yeah, this is where things start to just.
All right. Toru comes to a stop. Toru looks back. Toru says, turning back time like Cher.
If I could back time!
Okay, I gotta read this next one. I gotta read this next one.
All
please,
right.
I gotta read this. Okay.
Please do.
Toru trips, and his voice sounds higher pitched. Toru stumbles. Why is this a quote? Oh, God. Toru, Cher helps you off the ground. Ozai said.
Sorry, Ozai? Okay, right.
Ozai.
Not a word at all?
Oh, all right. Thank you, Toru says. Toru stands tall. Toru and company. Toru. Yeah, you can tell it's breaking because like every sentence starts with Toru now. Toru and company head towards the hotel. Kenpachi, finally having enough, knocks out Ikaku Toru. I should have just stayed at home and gone to Tilted Towers.
Oh, I'm sure that was a U line, wasn't it?
You know it. Ikaku. Ikaku grabs Kenpachi. Let's get out of here. We're finished in the suburbs. Toru grabs Kenpachi. Fionn has had enough.
Oh my
God, releases his Zanpakuto.
Please! Oh my God!
Kill Queen!
Kill Queen! Sir Paul bites the dust!
Oh God.
Bite the dust!
That's right.
Bite
the dust! Kill Queen! Daisa no Bakudan! Bite the dust! Everything explodes and time is reset to the previous morning. I'll just wrap it up because there's like nothing left. Yeah. Toru and the others make it back to this. Oh yeah, it's got a good twist ending. Toru and the others make it back to the city and hide out at the Olive Garden.
It was guiding them.
So wait. Okay, so now it's just back to being. So now at the very end it decides, oh wait, Olive Garden's actually a place. Oh my God. They're safe. Toru and the others make it back to the city and hide out at the Olive Garden. They're safe. They're not needed anymore. They can relax. They never made it to Ichigo's house that night, so Ichigo and Orihime never made it to the concert.
Oh,
Toru and company can relax. Then end.
I gotta say, the everything explodes and time is reset to the previous morning sounds a lot like the ending of your crack fix from back in the day future.
I know. It knows it so well.
Yeah, no, I think that actually is how one of my fix ended.
Yes, it is.
That's right. That's right.
It was the Nozumi fanfic.
No. The one I'm thinking of is the one where oh God, I can't believe I'm still talking about this shit years later. It was the one where it was the four of us and Shiv vacation.
Yes.
And we all get super drunk and Sun and Zil get married.
Marcel and I just I think in your head, we're these enemies, the lovers, romance people, we fight that much. They'll get married. I will cuff you together and force you to live together for the rest of all eternity.
And at the end, it's revealed that Darkseid is behind it. And so...
Right. And I'm drunk all the time.
And she ends up tattooing... And Lemurs ends up tattooing me.
That is an Ikane Miku tattoo.
And then at the end, Zil uses Bites the Dust and resets time to stop it all from happening.
Oh, right. Is that where it came from? The Bites the Dust do? Bite the Dust do?
It's a JoJo reference. It's a JoJo reference.
Is that right? Okay, sorry. I thought that was just a Queen reference.
I understood
it wasn't originally from JoJo, but I didn't. Yeah, I'm assuming that is inspired by or something. Yeah.
The reference from JoJo is referencing Queen.
Songs. Yes, I know. Yeah. I'm quite versed in the old Freddy. I was alive, and he was for a short time.
Okay. So anyway,
about 5 minutes.
Anyway, that. So ends our mystical tale. So, kids, what did we learn today?
Your AI has ADHD.
Well, I learned that in 1555, a daimyo named Toru wanted to build a bridge.
Was this true?
And he built a quarter instead.
So, where did the name Toru came from? Where did that come from? Is that an actual daimyo's name?
I don't know. The AI just... No, the AI just made all that up. I swear to God, I thought the Toru
was from one of your fix. I thought you just were naming that.
The AI made all that up. Like, I just put the thing about how Itaka was going to explain a story, and then it just spilled all that backstory about a daimyo in 1555.
Oh, shit! I thought that was you! Oh, my God!
No, that was all the AI.
Immersion universe building, and you must have given it up, so I created Toru. Is that what it's trying to do?
So, I don't know, but I think what? The important thing to learn is here is that the human equation, as much as technology advances, is still needed. Because context is something that, as good as AIs get, they're not gonna get that. Also, I learned that Olive Gardens can just get out of the ground and just start walking all over the place. I guess that's a thing. So, okay.
Like, not just walking all over the place, like, going on stage and singing and all, too, apparently. You know, like, just interrupting concerts, like, oh, I'll show you how it's done, asshole! You know, like, someone clearly learned Kanye West, kind of.
Yeah, just a giant building, just, you know, going, like, a giant, giant... just a building shoveling across the stage. Oh God,
don't inspire someone to actually go draw a fan fiction of Olive Garden as a captain with titties, because they will. She'll have titties. Please don't.
No.
Yeah, lemurs. I already know what should be on the thumbnail. We need a picture of Olive Garden. We need Itaka Toru dressed like Miku. We need that picture of Finn McCool from Shin Megami Tensei, and then we need Chip Skylark.
And maybe
a 7-Eleven somewhere. Or actually, no, just post a picture of a bridge.
So, this has been a dramatic reading.
It's a socialism, man.
Of a script that is still superior to the Reggae arc. Consistency, canonicity, logic, all that sort. All that
come
great
on,
stuff.
It's a bit generous. Like, it's still like better than Naruto.
Oh come on. Let's rankle a few more feathers in that. This was a better story than novel.
Yeah. Actually, the twist actually made sense for one. And the characters were more like I can actually believe that
he. Itaka was trying to build a bridge in 1555 while skiing on 11.
I can believe that Izuru and Asagi would fight over something outside of Toys R Us in Japan. I would believe that.
Yeah.
And that Kimpachi would just pop out of a random dumpster.
Yes. And then they would patrol every 4 seconds while walking to a Hatsune Miku concert. Very believable, very grounded, better than anything Narita could ever write. Fuck him. So, I hope you enjoyed. this fucking
and this is totally canon because, like, this picture, like, because he totally said so. I mean, just don't read the interview.
We're gonna put a sketch of Itaka from Kubo in here, and that'll make it canon. All right. Yeah.
He told me that this is what his Sanbakuto was, so thus everything I write is canon now, forever. It's like
that's
permission.
That's right.
He works in my basement. He writes Bleach in my basement, and he told me everything.
Trust me, bro.
Oh, do you remember all those people? He's like, come on, go. Like, I was talking to him at a convention, and he told me personally. It's like, what? And so that's your source? Okay. He told me. He just didn't tell you. Goes to Denver School.
Alright, so I'm Lemurs. You can follow me on Twitter at CrazyLemurs, and I'll be back on there eventually after I recuperate from this epic tale.
I'm Future. If you feel like it, I'm on Twitter at EVKing13. Oh God. Sorry, my mind is a jumble right now. So
I am Zill, and I could be gaming right now. That's it.
My name is Sun, and I am gaming right now because I have to, otherwise I will just make dirty jokes all day. And you don't want to follow me on Twitter. Yeah, but opinions.
All right, so this has been a very, very special episode of Bleach Wiki Podcast. Our next episode will be a recap of the first arc of Bleach, the substitute arc. So we'll try to get that out. Otherwise, take care and have a awesome day.
Yeah, bye.
Hey guys, this is Nell. I want to thank you for watching the video. If you like what you see, click the video links above. If you want to be notified about our latest videos, please like and subscribe below. Oh, and don't forget that bell icon. Man, that was a lot. I'm totally out of breath.